Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. The nominees for the Golden Globes were announced. Classic movies were added to the National Film Registry. The Associated Press revealed its Breakthrough Entertainers of the Year. And a DJ for the Ellen DeGeneres Show died. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
The Banshees of Inisherin lead the Golden Globe Award nominations as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association tries to clean its tarnished reputation. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Let's just call it quits.
We won't call it quits.
The film The Banshees of Inisherin has 8 nominations, while Everything Everywhere All at Once has 6. Abbott Elementary leads the television nominees with 5. Jared Carmichael will host the January 10th award show on NBC. Earlier this year, the Golden Globes were held in an untelevised ceremony with no stars attending. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association faced boycotts after a Los Angeles Times investigation found the group had 0 black members and faced allegations of ethics violations. The HFPA has since made organizational changes. The Library of Congress has chosen 25 films for the National Film Registry. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Could you tell me why in God's name you called his mother a garden tool?
The Library of Congress believes the 1990 film House Party is worthy of preservation because of its cultural and historical significance. It's one of the films chosen for the National Film Registry, along with Carrie, Iron Man, When Harry Met Sally, and the original Hairspray movie.
Under the sea.
The Little Mermaid makes the cut. So do Cab Calloway's Home Movies. The oldest film is Mardi Gras Carnival from 1898, the first known footage of Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The most recent is Pariah from 2011.
The AP named 9 performers as Breakthrough Entertainers of the Year.
But my enemies call me Namor.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is not the biggest role Tenoch Huerta has had, but it pushed him into the public consciousness. Other actors who grabbed the spotlight this year are Danielle Deadwyler, who played Mamie Till Mobley in the film Till, and Sadie Sink as the skater girl in Stranger Things. Stephanie Hsu in Everything Everywhere All at Once and Iman Vellani in Ms. Marvel had star-making turns this year, as did Bridgerton actor Simone Ashley, Daryl McCormick of Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, and Broadway actor Joaquina Calicongo. Musician Toby Nwigwe is on the radar of the Grammys. He's up for Best New Artist. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
USC quarterback Caleb Williams is the 2022 Heisman Trophy winner. The sophomore QB threw 37 touchdown passes with only 4 interceptions, covering more than 4,000 yards and leading the Trojans to an 11-2 record and a spot in the Cotton Bowl against Tulane.
I'm a part of a fraternity. I'm the 88th winner of the Heisman Trophy. It will change my life. I just don't exactly know how yet.
Williams beat out 3 other quarterbacks for the honor as college football's best player. TCU's Max Duggan, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and Georgia's Stetson Bennett, who followed Williams in that order. Williams also won the Walter Camp and Maxwell Awards this year. I'm Tom Merriam.
Stephen Twitch Boss, the dancing DJ from The Ellen DeGeneres Show, has died at the age of 40, according to his wife. Details on his death were not given. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career.
My wish is that Twitch would come out here and dance.
Stephen Twitch Boss was the man who made Ellen DeGeneres dance. He started with the show in 2014, and by the time the show ended earlier this year, Boss was a co-executive producer. He made a name for himself when he was the runner-up on So You Think You Can Dance in 2008. Boss said in a 2010 AP interview his life took some crazy turns.
Now, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. I never thought that a dance floor would take me this far, you know what I'm saying?
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have aired their grievances against the British monarchy in the second part of their Netflix documentary, with some saying the revelations will cause irreparable damage between Harry and his family. In the second part of the Netflix documentary series entitled Harry and Meghan, Prince Harry describes how his older brother William shouted at him during a meeting. The royal admitted he found the incident terrifying and went on to say that in the meeting his father said things that weren't true, while his grandmother, the Queen, quietly sat there taking it all in. Royal analyst Pauline McLaren believes Harry's public disclosures will have a damaging effect on his family ties.
I would have thought William will be fairly horrified at
at what Harry says, and very hurt probably as well. So, you know, I think that that will be very hard. Certainly the brothers' relationship will be very hard to repair.
Elsewhere in the series, Meghan says she thought about killing herself before she and Harry decided to move to America, and Harry claimed it was his choice to leave the UK, not his wife's. Karen Chavez, London.
The Biden administration's defending its decision to engage in a prisoner swap to secure the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner, but leaving another American behind in Russia. The spokesman for the National Security Council, John Kirby, says Brittany Griner appears to be in good condition and will remain at a Texas military base for physical and emotional care. Kirby tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, they tried really hard to have American Paul Whelan on board that plane, too.
They were treating Paul very separately, very distinctly because of these sham espionage charges they levied against him.
But Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says,
if you make it clear that you're willing to take a deal no matter what, you're going to get a bad deal. And I think you have to negotiate from a position of strength.
Roger Karstens, the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, says there are still cards to play in securing Whelan's release. He told the former Marine last week the White House is committed to getting him home. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Grant Wall, one of the most well-known soccer writers in the U.S., died early Saturday while covering the World Cup in Doha. He was 48. Reporters at the match say he fell back in his seat. First responders treated him, then took him to the hospital. Journalist Keir Radnich was there.
For him to not be with us anymore at such a young age, that's an immense shock.
Wall wrote for Sports Illustrated for years, where he once covered a teenage LeBron James.
I'm very fond of Grant, and you know, having that, first of all, my condolences goes out to his family.
Wall was covering the World Cup for his own soccer website, where he'd posted about feeling sick, going to a clinic, testing negative for COVID, but being diagnosed with possible bronchitis and given antibiotics. I'm Julie Walker.
Tennis legend Boris Becker is out of a British prison.
Becker, who has lived in the UK since 2012, travelled immediately back to Germany after being released. The three-time Wimbledon champion had been sentenced to 30 months in prison in April for illicitly transferring large amounts of money and hiding assets after he was declared bankrupt. Becker's lawyer said the tennis star has served his sentence and is no longer subject to penal restrictions in Germany. Karen Chamas, London.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Supreme Court says it will not take the plunge into a dispute over Michigan State University's decision to end its swimming and diving teams. The school moved to end both the men's and women's teams after last season, citing costs. Female athletes sued, saying Michigan State was violating the federal anti-discrimination law, commonly known as Title IX. A judge rejected their bid to keep the women's team alive as the suit proceeded, but an appeals panel ruled the judge should take another look. And on further review, the judge told the school to come up with its own Title IX compliance plan. Michigan State officials have since said they're discussing reinstating the program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.